Yay, we're back.
Yay.
And we're going to maybe have two shows this week if I remember to post this one. Oh, fun.
So what's going on with you?
Nothing good. This has been quite possibly the worst week of my life.
Why? What's going on?
Since the last pod, let's see what happened the day. It was the day after the pod. The day after the last pod, my doctor called me and told me she thinks I have a rare genetic fucking deadly disease.
They just are figuring this out now?
Well, here's what's weird. Remember I did my thing where I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to the doctor. I'm going to get my physical, blah, blah, blah. And I went. Literally, I went and had the interview for my new job on Monday. On Tuesday, and this is while I was doing overnights, and then on Tuesday, I went and had my physical. And then on Wednesday, they called me to come back for the new job. And then the next day, they started finding out bad shit.
Right.
Now, the first thing that I have, which is very bad, and you would chalk up immediately to, oh, you're a fat ass, you did that yourself, is I have diabetes now.
So oh, no way.
That started. And so then, okay. but that's very easy to chalk up to being a fat guy, only right. It's got nothing to do with it. So a couple days later, my doctor calls me and says, hey, you also have the other shit I already have. She goes, you know, you have this, this, and this. I want to run more tests on you. Come back in. So I came back in, and she ran tests. Now, it's cool that I have this new doctor. Actually, I wasn't cool about having the new doctor, and now it's ended up being very good. And she then calls me and says, hey, I think everything you have is tied to this rare genetic disease that only people of North European descent get. Mostly Irish and Scottish and English, and I am all three of those. Like 97%.
But that makes sense, right? Because now you have all this shit, and it's actually all tied to one thing.
Then she says, now remember, this is going on, and my insurance ran out last Friday.
Right.
So she discovered this. We did the pod on Tuesday. On Wednesday, she discovered this. And I told her, my insurance is out, and it's not kicking back into August. And she goes, hold on. And she calls me back. I have an appointment with a specialist tomorrow morning. They're coming in on their day off. Like, she hooked up all this shit for the specialist to come in.
So like, you could get it done.
Yeah, and then will you go? So then I had to miss work early, which is not good because I don't miss work, and especially on a brand new job. Right. I had to be like, hey, I'm going to come in a couple hours late. So I went in, and they ran all kinds of genetic testing.
Okay.
All right. So then, and she said, oh, yeah. And by the way, since we know you have this, this disease, or at least one way or another, I ended up not having the disease, but they don't know what's wrong with me at this point, which makes it a fucking bigger fuck. But, so now she goes, you have massive organ damage. And she goes, you got diabetes because you have pancreatic damage and you have liver damage. And you could have heart damage and kidney damage. We don't know. That's why. So on Friday, Thursday, I went to the specialist for genetics. On Friday, she hooked up another one. She pulled another one out of her ass and had a full like scan go on at 7:30 at night so I could go after work on my last day of having insurance. Like she's been above and beyond. She's been absolutely amazing. So I go in and I just got the results back yesterday that I'm negative on the genetic mutation that causes that blood disease.
Okay. So that's good.
No, it actually would have been better to have it.
Because then they know how to treat it?
Well, it's easily treatable. And here's the problem. I still have that disease. Like, I have that disease right now, but I don't have it's not from a genetic mutation. It's called, and it's easy to treat. Here's what's weird about this disease. It will fucking kill you and fuck you up bad if you don't know you have it. Once you know you have it, it's the easiest treatment in the world. You don't even take medicine. They drain your blood. That's how you treat it. So what's happened is the disease they thought I had was called hemochromatosis. Hemochromatosis is that your body, like, and what's initially shady about it, when they did the first blood scan, my iron levels are all normal. Everything's normal in my iron. Like, if you look at my blood, everything is perfectly in the normal range of everything.
Was this why you were getting faint? Whatever this
Yeah, all this. Everything is from that.
Okay.
The pain in my feet, my legs, everything is fucking tied to this.
Okay.
And what she, what happens, and then she got somehow hip to the game and thought, hey, let's test for this. And they tested, there's another test they can do, and it shows how much iron your body is storing. And what happens when you get hemochromatosis, your body absorbs all the iron out of everything. And then when the blood is now filled with iron, which is normal levels, but it stores it in your organs, and you're basically being poisoned. All your organs are being poisoned by iron. You've got too much iron in your body, and your body's being poisoned by it. So I have that. That's but I don't have the mutated. And the weird thing is the only other way to get this is from medications, certain medications, which I was never been on. Hepatitis, which I've never been on. I've never had. I've never had hepatitis. And they ran all kinds of hepatitis fucking panels on me, like, see if I was lying or if I had it, didn't know it. And I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure I'd know if I had hepatitis. So everything, and then they go, well, the genetic marker of the, you know, you fit the profile of, and when you're Northern European, it kicks in between 40 and 60 years old, typically men. Okay. Now, women can have this and show no symptoms till after menopause because women flush out their blood once a month.
Okay, right.
So for women, it's not as bad. For men, all they do is they drain your blood every so often, and they initially a lot until they get it down. And then as your body generates new blood, that blood's clean, and you just flush it out before it all loads up with iron and fucking kills you.
Okay.
Not fun at all, but that's the treatment for the rest of your life. And at some point, I'm going to have to start that treatment. Only problem is I don't have that disease according to all the tests, even though I do have toxic levels of iron in my organs. They run normal 0.03 micrograms to 0.400 micrograms. I have 1,300.
Okay.
That's how far above normal I am.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, and now here's the bad part. Once you think of this and you know you have a disease, you start looking it up. I look it up and it says if they catch this disease before you hit 1,000, your chances of a normal life are like solid. It's easy. Past 1,000, you're dealing with sclerosis of the liver and all kinds of bad shit. So the test came back, whatever reason, and I can't believe they didn't redo it. My pancreas was unconfirmed because she knows I have pancreas because I got diabetes, pancreas damage, but they couldn't see the damage in the scan. My liver is fucked. And they're trying to figure out what they're going to do about my liver and how we're going to proceed with that. Then the good news is my heart is totally fine as of now.
Okay.
It's not storing it. So I have a fucked liver, a fucked pancreas, and this causes cancer.
Oh, God.
As this stores everything in your body, starts storing iron, it will not only kill you, it will fucking give you cancer in the pancreas or the liver. So this has been a bad fucking week. And I've been.
So what's the next move? Now, can you not do any doctor shit until August?
Well, my wife's freaked out. And by the way, she still doesn't know everything. I haven't told her everything.
Okay.
Because, by the way, as soon as I tell her I have diabetes, do you know the hell my life is?
Right.
My life is going to be.
Right.
I can't even fucking begin. Like, I can't even think about that right now. Oh, right. God. So, because she's like, you eat that shit, it's your fault. And she's already four times. Are you sure? Have they said to you that whatever this is caused by your diet? Are you sure? And she's already on that. And I haven't even told her that yet. So imagine how lovely that's going to be. I may end up in prison, and then the state will have to pay for my medical care.
That's true.
Yeah. There's a high probability the state ends up covering my medical expenses here soon. So that is that. Now, the good news on the diabetes, though, which is really good news, is I said I was going to go on a diet as soon as I went to the doctor and da-da-da. And I went to the doctor, and then I started the diet that day. Like, that day, I started physical. I started keto. I started all that stuff. I was losing weight. I was doing good. And then it was a week and a half later, when the first diagnosis came. So she was like, hey, you need to go on a low-carb diet. I'm like, I'm on keto. And she's like, oh, fuck, stick to keto. Like, don't change. And then she told me she wanted to check my numbers, all my stuff again in, like, 2 months or 3 months. And I told her I didn't have insurance. So she goes, well, I need to check it like now. So I went in and she checked all that again. And all of those levels on the medication she gave me, because I'm not on insulin. Thank God. It's not that bad. I'm not taking insulin.
Oh, that's good.
But I'm on some other meds. And that had to go. It's already dropped from diabetes to pre-diabetes already.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. In 3 weeks. But she said, and I go, so I don't have diabetes anymore. And she said, yes, you do. And I'm like, no, look at the numbers. That's not. I go, this is pre. This is it. This is it. And I'm well within pre. I'm not even on the line. I'm like, I'm kicking this thing's ass. And she goes, yeah, when do you stop taking your medication? So I'm like, okay.
But wait, why are you stopping to take
your medication? If I stopped, I would go right back is what she's saying. And I'm like, fuck you. I'm on the diet. The diet's doing it. And she goes, no, it's not. It's the medication. Anyway, so the medication's working and the numbers are good. The good thing about that medication, though, which is weird, she gave me a medication that when you look up I want to look up side effects and stuff. I found there's this whole subculture of what are those fucking clinics, like the Live Long clinics?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking
like
about.
Like those where they give testosterone and all that shit at those things.
Right.
They take this diabetes drug without diabetes because it's like a life extender. It does all kinds of shit. Basically, what it does is it shuts your body down from producing any glucose. Glucose is sugar.
Okay.
So your body's not making any more sugar. You lose weight. Apparently your body doesn't need sugar. And proof of that is the keto diet. How amazing that works when you stop eating sugar and carbs.
Right.
But your body can burn fat and it doesn't need glucose. So it's basically shutting down the glucose making abilities of your body, this medication. And you lose weight and you don't have high sugar levels and everything is wonderful. And your body's still getting the sugar from the food you're eating, because all food in essence does break down to sugar. So, but your body's not going to make any extra. And that's what happens when you get it. And now, especially with a fucked up liver, and that's where I am. So now I'm on. We don't know what's wrong with you other than you have toxic levels of iron in your vital organs. Your liver is fucked up. Your pancreas is fucked up. You have diabetes. And we're trying to figure out what's happening. That's been my week.
Okay. Yeah, that is a fucked up week. But now, can you not go to the doctor until August?
No, my wife freaked and put me on her insurance. But here's, honest to God, new insurance. I'll get it like the card in the next week or so. I could go. But it's a new deductible again.
Right.
And it's crappy insurance. They had crappy insurance. And then I'm pretty sure I get really good insurance at my new job in 90 days. And they pay all of it. So do I want to pay out of pocket for basically everything and for the next 90 days trying to hit the deductible on an insurance that I'm going to ditch in 90 days? So I'm in a weird fucking spot.
Now, I did, because we just, it's June, so you have to do your re-up benefits. And at my work, they changed our insurance thing, so we had the guy come.
Yeah.
He said you can get your, what was it called? Like, there's a name for it, but you can get from your old insurance company, like it's called like the explanation of deductible or something. I don't know, something like that. And then give it to your new insurance company. He said first they'll say no, but then you ask for a review and they might take some of the deductible or all of it and apply it to your new policy.
Wow.
Because you're switching. You know what I mean? Like, so you might be able to get what
you – like for the rest of the year, get that deductible.
Right. Down. But you won't need it for the rest of the year, just for this time while you're on your wife's insurance. But you could try and do that.
Yeah, it's – Strange.
But, you know, he said, he goes, they're going to tell you, the first thing you're going to say is no. You have to ask for a review, you know, because that's insurance company go-to.
Our old insurance is the one that just expired. It's already, like, denying shit and being dicks. And my wife's right. like, I just got a $1,000 bill from blah, my doctor. And I'm like, fucking call the insurance. Don't take this. Nope. They're just trying to get you to pay it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Insurance companies are dicks.
Yeah. And so I did buy a fake smartwatch during all of this so I could watch my heart, because initially we were worried about my heart.
And, okay.
It's pretty cool. Checks your heart, checks your sleep patterns, does all that stuff. And I got a cheap one, like a Chinese one. It's right. not an iWatch. And it was very cheap, and it works. And I'm like, hey, I'm glad I got the shitty one. See how long it lasts. But so far, so good. And I've been watching all that stuff. What the fuck else has happened? My blood pressure. Here's the strange thing. My blood pressure, which has been the problem for the longest time, is the best it's ever been. How the fuck does that happen? My blood pressure right. through
the
all of this.
One thing you thought was a problem is yes. actually a problem
yeah.
right now.
Oh, and then in all the genetic testing that I finally got the results back on, I do not have congenitive heart disease.
Okay.
Like I don't have that gene.
Right.
Okay. Now, this disease can give me that. I can still get it if, as soon as my heart starts filling up with
it right.
Yeah, but I'm not genetically disposed to it is what it meant.
Right.
So in the testing, it means I'm not destined to have, like, my uncle, my mom's brother, the fucker had a heart attack at 38 years old and had four or five surgeries and had a pacemaker for 20 fucking years. He has been bad, bad shape. So he was genetically predisposed to, you know, heart disease.
Right. Okay.
My brother just got off the hook too, because I called him and I'm like, hey, guess what? If I have this disease, chances are so do you. Because the way you get it is you get one of these genes from your mom, one of these genes from your dad. And if one of your parents has what they call the mutated gene, you can have the mutated gene, one mutated gene, and be a carrier. Like you could pass it on.
Right.
But if both your parents have it, you got it. And it's there. And they say it's a very common disease to actually have in some way to have the mutated gene. It's not common to actually have the disease.
Okay.
That's where it's very common. They say like a lot of people have a mutated gene, but not a lot of people have two mutated genes, which carries you into the disease.
Right.
But I have not. I don't have it. So I just have lots of lead in my body. Or not lead, iron. I'm the opposite of anemic.
Right.
Yeah. So who fucking knows?
Sounds like fun stuff.
Yeah, I know. And then on top of that, having a new job, that all of a sudden they're like, test here, come here, do this. I'm like, yeah, I can't. Now I literally work 8:30 to 5 every day on the clock, and I have a 1-hour commute each way. So
yeah.
There's fucking no time for doctor's appointments. I'm like, are you open on Saturday?
Yeah, that is the thing. When you start the old 9-to-5 grind, as much as I hated those old hours, we had all day to do normal person shit. Yeah, we were exhausted and didn't get to do nighttime normal person shit, but it was awesome to make like doctor's appointments or go to the mall, you know, like go to Target when nobody was there.
Pick your kids up at school, you know, at the end of the day.
All that kind of crap.
Yeah, that stuff's cool and you take for granted. And it was funny. This is the first in my life normal job I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah.
You know, rehab, I was working weekends and weird hours and craziness and double shifts and this and that.
Radio was constantly fucked.
Yeah,
up.
Radio was a fucking clusterfuck, but I've always had time to do shit during the week. This is the first time I've ever been able to say, wait a minute, I can't go to the doctor.
Right.
Yeah. It's pretty weird.
Yeah. No, it takes some getting used to. I remember when I started working 9-to-5 first after, you know, all those years, I was like, wait, this is different.
You know, this is strange. I do I come home, like just now, I came home, made dinner. I'm not able to take my daughter to practice anymore because I can't get home soon enough. But now I go straight from work to practice. Like my in-laws will drop her off, and then I'll go straight there, pick her up at practice, and bring her home. So it's not that bad.
No, there's good and bad with it. I do miss like, you end up having to do shit when everybody's doing shit, you know, like basic life stuff, like grocery shopping and, you know, and laundry for me, because I don't have it in my house. I have to, you know, like all that kind of shit. You end up with everybody else, but it is nice to not be like up at 2 in the morning or, you know, like
I sleep at least 8 hours every single night.
Right. That's the other thing. And you sleep 8 hours at normal time. You go to bed when it's dark, you wake up when it's light.
Yes.
You know, not weird shit where you're sleeping all day or you're sleeping for a few hours at night and a few hours during the day.
Oh, dude. And then I have another rant.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Have I talked about the baby bunnies in my front yard?
Yes. And how those kids were trying to catch them.
Yeah, and they broke my fence. Okay. Yes. Every single day, some fucking moron comes into my yard, which you have to open a fucking latched gate to come into my front yard.
Right.
And tries to fuck with us, catch the bunnies, or ring the doorbell and say, did you know
what are they going to do with them if they catch them?
They apparently, all these fucking idiots have never seen a wild bunny in their life, and they're all over this neighborhood now. They're everywhere. Right. And they all think, like, they're escaped pets, and they're going to get killed or like ran over or whatever. It's like they're...
They are going to get killed, yeah, but that's the circle of life. Tell them to go watch The Lion King.
Yeah, I'm like, get the fuck off my yard. They're safe as they're going to be in my front yard because of the fence. At least they're safe from neighborhood dogs. They're not safe from coyotes or owls or hawks. And the little fuckers are...
Snakes.
Yeah, dude, they just roll out in my front yard, and... every single time I come home, at least one of them is just sitting on my lawn, just chilling. And people walk up and they don't run. In fact, fucking Sarge walked up the one the other day and he got about 5 feet away before it bolted.
That's weird though, that they're not scared. I saw some bunnies the other day. I don't remember where the fuck I was, but like the second I was within 6 to 7 feet of it, it took off.
Yeah. You would think it would run sooner to me. Like it needs to run. Like this thing doesn't. I was in the front yard working on something over the weekend, and I'm sitting on the ground, and it came out while I was there. You'd think it would just stay hidden while I was out there.
Right.
The fucker came out, and he was, you know, he was 10, 15 feet away from me, but he still came out and just decided to chill on the lawn, fucking eat some grass. I'm like, this little dude's got balls. He's going to get killed.
Yeah. No, that's crazy that they're that brazen.
And they look like wild fucking bunnies. They're brown with a white cottontail, and they look just like every other wild bunny I've ever seen.
Yeah, those bunnies don't look like pets. They all look the same. You're right. They're brown and
you know, white tail.
Blend in with our brush. That's about all.
Yes, and people in this neighborhood are losing their fucking minds over those fucking bunnies, and I'm going to murder someone.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, the kids staying home a lot.
Is she on summer break now?
Yeah. So she's home and she's like, people wake her up. Like she goes, Dad, the doorbell rings at like 8 o'clock in the morning. And when I look out, like look at the camera, she goes, it's some stupid white lady in like a workout outfit. And I know she's out for a walk and she's seen the bunnies. And I just fucking, like she gets pissed.
Is she going to camp or anything this summer?
She could do a volleyball thing, but as of now... I don't know why she would, though. She honestly has 2 weeks. Once she's done now, she's doing something. And then once that's over, there's 2 weeks before volleyball practice starts because they start practice in July.
Okay, so she's going to have volleyball anyway. Is she doing summer school?
No, but take like a couple class things or like, because now remember, she's at the age of like SATs and all that shit now.
Oh, she's doing that. No, my pain in the ass daughter takes summer school every...
Oh, God.
She goes 8 to noon. She's been going. She goes up and then until like 2 weeks before school starts. She only gets 2 weeks off.
That's like us with 2 weeks off, but 2 weeks off because of volleyball for us.
Right. No, she has basketball too. So she's been doing summer school and then having her training with the coach.
Do they practice? Is it school practice or is this like club practice she's doing for basketball?
So... You know, the scam the coach has is you can hire her to be a personal trainer during the summer. You know, it helps you during the season. So we pay the coach and she does personal training with the coach, but it's at school in the gym.
Yeah, that's the guy that owns our volleyball club. is the varsity coach at Culver City High School.
Okay.
And all of our shit is at Culver City High School. You know what I mean? All of our practices.
Yeah, they get to use that gym however they want.
Exactly. So they get to do a lot of crap. We have a lot of stuff over there. Actually, we have a lot of our practices are at the middle school. But it's all on one lot. It goes elementary, middle, and high school all in one huge lot over in Culver City. But we are part of that same thing.
It's funny. Last night I was out for a walk and I ran into my buddy. He was driving by and he pulled over to talk to me. And his daughter goes to Burroughs and he's like, I just came from her game. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's not season. He goes, no, well, they play games, but I don't think it's really like – but he goes, like, they played Ventura. So Burroughs sets up actual games during the summer, which doesn't seem fair.
That's illegal. That's against CIF rules.
Is it? Yeah, that's what I mean. I would think that's shady, right, to be playing other teams during the summer when you're not really in the season.
In fact, I remember from football, you're not allowed to ever put on pads until August 1st.
Okay, yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, my daughter's training, but they're not playing games against other teams.
Yeah, because it's illegal. It's a CIF violation.
It seemed shady to me when he said, oh, yeah, they played a game. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like,
you know what they're probably doing? This is how you get around that. You basically start a club, and it's everyone from that high school on that team.
Oh, and they just call it a club or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah. There's the lady that owns Sunshine, one of the big, big volleyball clubs that we used to play at. She is the head volleyball coach at Marymount, that all-girl Catholic school right next to UCLA.
Yep.
Super snobby one. And she uses her club as a farm system. And basically, hey, I can get your kid into Marymount, which is a big prestigious school. They all want to go there. And those teams are basically her clubs that age. Do you know what I mean? So like the sophomores are like the 14s or the freshmen are the 14s, sophomores are the 15s. Seniors are the 16s, 17s, and 18s of her club. That's who. And they play together year-round in a club, and they're really fucking good because they play together year-round in tournaments and shit. And there's a bunch of clubs that do that. So that's how you get around that. Shady.
Okay.
It's unethical to me, but...
Right. Yeah, it seemed a little weird and not cool.
Yeah. Especially when your kid's doing it right. You know what I mean? Your kid's doing the right thing. It's like, wait a minute, now we got to play these fuckers later?
It's just, well, I don't know if they'll actually ever play Burroughs, but I just know from growing up in Burbank, Burroughs was always the sports school. You know, like Burbank High was never good at sports, and now I'm getting it. Like, they kind of do it, you know, like.
A little shady.
A little shady. That's how they were the good sports school, I guess.
Well, just in Downey, it's usually the Catholic schools to cheat, because Catholic schools will scholarship a kid.
They can actually scout good kids.
Yeah, they'll go to a school, they'll scout, and then they'll say, hey, you come here, and we'll let you come free. We'll give you a scholarship. Yeah. And you're like, what? So this
private school.
Yes. It was funny. Remember last year, another private school tried to poach Shorty from volleyball after we
did
played.
Did they try and offer you a deal on tuition
anything? No, because it's like one of those snobby-ass prestigious, like, hey, we'll let you want a spot here? You want to come here? Okay. No.
But it wasn't like there was.
No. There wasn't money better. On the table at that point. God. Speaking of money on the table, I just heard on sports radio today on the way home that the FBI is now investigating Pat Hayden.
I saw that. I didn't know necessarily what that meant. I saw that they said
okay, Pat Hayden.
I guess he's a prestigious dude, right?
He was a great quarterback at USC back in the day. He was the Rams quarterback for a long time. When we were kids, he was a quarterback for the Rams, so he was in the NFL, and then he's a famous Trojan. That's his claim to fame. Okay. And then they made him the athletic director, and under his watch, all kinds of shady shit happened at USC under his athletic director, time. And then all the shit in this college admission scandal that caught up. And now they know for a fact he was having meetings with that dude.
Oh,
the guy that owned that company. Well, I forget whatever the name of it is. But and then he got fired and Lynn Swann became the athletic director there. And guess why Pat Hayden got fired? For basically setting up a bogus charity that his kid was taking money on.
Oh, that people would donate to get into school.
Yes, like that kind of weird, shady shit was going on. So he got fired in that, like, fraud scandal with – and that's the same kind of way they were running that stupid scam. Totally. So now the FBI is like, hey, wait a minute. Let's look at you. So that could be – he would be the biggest, not only name, but the biggest – high-ranking official to get nailed in this admission scandal if they go back and get him later. That so would be shady. Crazy. Yeah. It's usually been like soccer coaches or, you know, rowing coaches, people that don't make millions of dollars a year.
But if I remember hearing correctly, they kind of happened on this from some other investigation that they didn't elaborate on, right? They weren't out originally looking for this college scam.
Oh, no.
And then they happened upon it while they were looking for something else, right?
I think it's one of those deals. They got somebody on something else, and they said, hey, I'll give you – you want something way bigger than this?
Right. And then they ended up finding all this shit.
Yeah, people fessed up. So bad news. You know who's going to prison is that Lori Loughlin chick and her husband. They're going to go to prison because they are arrogant as fuck, man. They're
not taking any pleas or anything.
No, everyone else has pled out, apologized profusely, publicly, dealt with the public shame, and bounced. And those two are like, fuck that. We didn't do anything wrong.
Yep.
They paid $600,000 to get their kids into USC, dude. And falsely put the kid on an athletic team that the kid didn't even play the sport.
There was some some Chinese family paid like $6 million to get their kid into Stanford.
Yeah.
It's like that doesn't seem like a great investment. I mean, Stanford's a great school, don't get me wrong, but I don't think it's $6 million worth of great.
If you can afford $6 million to drop on that, at that point you can afford a huge donation to get your kid in legally.
Totally. You would think so, right? Yeah. You would think if you donated $6 million to the school in some way.
Unless that kid's just a dumb shit.
Right.
Yeah.
But at that point, what good is a Stanford degree going to do them? If you can afford $6 million, your kid doesn't even really need a degree. You're going to be able to make sure they live comfortably and probably bribe their way into jobs if they actually need a job. You know, like.
By the way, this is horrible, selfish thinking, but I like my new work so much. Just like I've told you, it's easy and. Get in, do our stuff, go home. I was thinking the other day, holy crap, when's my boss going to retire? Like, are we going to get his fucking kids in here? Are they going to come in and fuck this? Are they going to come in and fuck this up in like the next 5 years? Oh, God. I'm starting to poke around and ask people, hey, how old are the boss's kids?
Right. And also, if you're a rich dude with a company, you don't always have to be old to retire. You know what I mean? He could just decide, I'm done. Let the family run it.
Oh, he already I'll give it to him. He works his ass off and he's awesome. But like Fridays, he's out of there like 11 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes he doesn't even come in at all. And he does that during the week too. So he's very family guy, which is pretty cool with a dude like this. Cause he'll like leave to go do shit with his kids or his wife or whatever. He's very into family,
which is
fucking rare.
Yeah.
Usually rich guys are scumbags.
Well, I think because we're only used to dealing with rich radio guys and their dicks.
and celebrities in general.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, speaking of that, okay, I can't say much, but looks like Duke's going to have a big job.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. It's a famous actor wrote a project, and he auditioned for it, and they liked
him.
Film
or TV?
It's TV, but it's like a mini series, I think.
Oh, okay. So it'll be more than one episode.
Yeah. It's multiple episodes, but it's not a series. So it's a TV like mini series, I believe.
Is his show done airing? The one that he?
No, it's on still. He's not in that a ton, but he's
oh, okay. He's not in every episode because I didn't know if that was still – because that one's a once-a-week release thing, right? That wasn't
Netflix dump
it all out there thing.
Here you go. Watch them all at once.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's that. So anyway, then today he had to actually – it got to the point where he met with the actual actor, famous guy that wrote it and is starring in it that he'll be starring opposite of if he gets this part. And the – guy, he said it afterwards, and his agent told him, like, hey, have this meeting, and after the meeting you know, we'll see after they talk to whoever else they got up for the part, like, don't get too excited, whatever, whatever. But he said, the actor told him, I'm not talking to anyone else. Like, you're it. So he goes, I don't even think my agent knows yet. He goes, he's not saying, so he's not freaking out because this business sucks so bad.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You, how many times have you thought you had a job and then all of a sudden nobody calls you again?
Yeah, and it's exactly it. He goes, my luck, like the studio will say, hey, we want a guy that's 8 inches shorter for this or, you know, some weird thing.
Yeah, or somebody who's has a name or, you know, like.
Yeah.
No, so, I mean, you know, often that happens where you think you got it all in the bag and then, hey, so nobody ever called me again.
He's cautiously optimistic. But as of today, according to the, and this dude's the writer, the star, and I think executive producer.
Okay.
So I and he, that's what he told him. So.
Right.
I would hope they take his word, but I'm sure, I don't care. There's still somebody higher than him. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
No, there are always somebody getting their nose into it, right?
You know, it's like radio. People put their fucking hands, like, I want to, like, I have this for this, like, I want to show I'm fucking in control of this, and I want this person for this part.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then that Humble Harv died.
Yeah, Humble Harv, if anyone doesn't know, was a legendary KRLA DJ back when KRLA was, like, KHJ, KRLA, they were the shit.
Boss jock.
Yeah, old time boss jock. And he's famous for shooting and murdering his wife.
And he went to jail.
And did radio from jail.
And then did radio after. Like, it didn't hurt his career at all. He had, when I looked at his stations, he had a pretty, you know, solid career after that.
I remember when I was an intern back in the 80s, I think Mucho had worked with him somewhere. And Mooch said something about Humble Harv, and he's the one that told me the story. Like, oh, yeah, apparently he came home. His wife was fucking some dude, and he fucking killed her. Just boom, shot her and killed her. Like, right there, right then, dead. And he went to prison, which is weird because at that time, this had to be the 70s, I'm thinking, when this happened.
Crime of passion.
Yeah, I forget. And it was fucking murdering a cheating wife. I thought they had to let you go back then, but... He did do some time in jail and got out, and people were like, fuck it. He killed a cheating whore, and then fucking right back to work, right back on the radio. Like, seriously, right back where he left off. And if I'm not mistaken, he did some radio shows from jail. I have this feeling I've heard that story. So
different times.
Yes, by the way, now murder your wife and see what kind of a social pariah you are. Exactly, in the entertainment industry. Yeah,
And WPLJ went away. That happened since last we talked.
That was weird. It was weird for me because I worked there and it was cool and I wasn't there that long, but it was the first place I ever had my own show. You know, I did the morning show, but I had my own show on the weekends and I was 23. And so it was pretty cool. But then I turned it on and I was listening to the sign-offs, like, listening to people do sign-ups and all the guests and all these people I used to work with. And then I'm listening and people talk, and I hear people talk about me. And it's like, holy fuck, this is weird. It was really weird because you hear these big names and you're like, wow, these people are fucking like, wow, that was crazy. I can't, they were there. And then someone like brings me up and I'm like, holy shit, where'd that come from? And then Joey was on. Joey did a whole thing, my buddy Joey. Because remember, he was my partner at PLJ. It was me and him out on the road. And they basically brought me in to replace him. And then when I got there, they wanted him to show me around New York and get me used to driving around New York and the tri-state area. And then when I was comfortable, they were going to fire him. And then when the time rolled around, I was like...
That sounds like radio.
Yeah, I was like, you're not firing that guy. I fucking love this dude. I'm like, this dude's fucking bent over backwards trying to help me, and I'm not fucking him over. And I threw a hissy fit, one of those things. And that'll happen, and they didn't fire him. And then what's crazy is, after I was gone, he stayed, and he worked there for 21 years. He ended up producing, being Shannon's producer for a long time after I left. They took him in off the street, and he was, like, off the air at that point, but he was producing and doing shit, and he was there for 21 years. So it was a big deal to him. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah, and Shannon came back and did a show at the end, which is weird because they just fucked him over.
Right.
Yeah. And the guy, actually, they didn't. Shannon, they tried to fuck over, and he fucked them because he was like, no, I'll take the payout and I'll go. They were trying to get him to retire or whatever. And then literally the day after he did his last show, he started at a competitor. Fucking, and then went to number one. He may be number one in New York right now, still. On That's basically awesome. It's basically K-Earth in it's right. KCBS is K-Earth, their sister stations.
Well, that makes sense though, yeah. Because that format's the only format that has listeners anymore. Yeah.
So he's on like K-Earth and remember, he was like the Rick Dees of New York on the top 40 on Z100 when Rick Dees was Rick Dees at the height of his fame in LA. Scott was in New right. York doing the same shit, and he was the Rick Dees of New York. So then when he came back to PLJ, it was more adult format, and his listeners had grown up. So now at Oldies, it's just a perfect transition for him at, you know, K-Earth style.
Right, right.
But the guy that was his partner basically tried to fuck him over and take the job, because that's what it was. Oh, they didn't want to pay money. Yeah,
what's his name?
Pettengill.
Yeah, and I don't like that guy.
He's a douche. I fucking hated him. He was there when I was there. And he fucked over Scott, and then they gave him the morning show. The numbers fucking tanked. And then he got fired. He didn't even make it to the end of the thing. They'd already replaced his ass. And so he was bitter about... Finally, when Shannon did the show, he finally called in. But he wouldn't come on. He was being a complete douche about the station going... And that guy's been there since I was there. And I was there right. in 1991,
92. Yeah, but that sounds like a petty radio thing yes, to do.
Very much. And then the country station got rid of that Bachelor guy. And I know that because I flipped it. I didn't
even know he was still there.
I flipped it on this morning or yesterday morning or whatever it was. And it was like some chick like, hey, it's Angel in the Morning. I'm like, who the fuck is this? And she's just doing a straight, you know, playing music jock in the morning.
I forget that station even exists. That station is so, you know, it just does what it does and is not on anybody's radar. They don't, you know.
It's the most listened to country station in the world just because it's in Los Angeles and there's not one in New York.
Right. And then, you know, it's funny. K-Rock has not sold out Weenie Roast, and it is this weekend.
Dude.
They can't sell out a show anymore.
Are you the one that told me that they're on Groupon? Someone told me that.
It was last time. I haven't seen it on this time around, but it wouldn't surprise me. They did that last time.
Holy fuck.
Last Weenie Roast and Kiss's Christmas show was on Groupon. Wow. Last time. Yeah, those radio stations, nobody listens. They can't sell, and the tickets are crazy expensive now.
My daughter got tickets. Her friend got tickets. She didn't. Her friend got tickets to that, and she's all excited, and it sold out in like 25 seconds, and they haven't even announced the lineup yet. It's at Dodger Stadium this summer.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
The fucking, what's the rapper kid puts it on. But it's not a rap show. It's the guy, he had a god-awful, horrible TV show on MTV. Not Chance the Rapper. Oh my God, I can't even remember his name. But my daughter's all excited about this, and she's got tickets, and they're going, and they can't wait. And I think it's like a 2 or 3 day music festival, but it's at Dodger Stadium. And she's telling me how it's so much better than Coachella, that people are more into this than Coachella, and it's not about, you know, it's not about the drugs and standing out and camping in the dirt because it's at Dodger Stadium. Everybody goes home at night.
Right. Camp Flognaw?
Yes. That one? That's it. That is it.
Oh, okay. It's Tyler, the creator, who
that's
got that one.
The guy. Do you remember his MTV show? How they tried to do Black Jackass and it just didn't work.
I don't remember, but you're right. Look at it. It's sold out already. Pre-sale sold out.
Yes.
November 9th through the 10th.
I thought it was the summer. Okay. No, that's right.
And lineup to be announced. Yeah. That's what K-Rock used to do.
Yes.
They used to sell out a show before it was announced.
Yes. Not anymore.
And it's a 2-day concert. The general admission ticket is $235. They sold that out. The pre-sale sold out. And by the way, the pre-sale just means they put a certain amount. There'll be more once they announce the lineup. So it's not totally sold out. But they sold out of whatever their pre-sale allotment was already at $235 a ticket.
It'll sell out.
It will sell out. Yeah. No. They trust me. They're not worried about it selling out. They do the pre-sale to get the hype going. Wow. And then, but if you wanted a super VIP, it was $9.49 a ticket.
well, I think that it's, these tickets that the mom bought were like $500 because it's probably 200 something a day. Is that what it is? Yeah,
no, it's a 2-day general admission is $235, but if they got VIP, it's $390.
But they got two, so that's why it's $500.
Right.
So
that makes sense. Yeah.
Man.
No, I remember, you know what? They have bumped this up to a bigger venue because I swear last year it wasn't at Dodger Stadium. It was at some place like I thought, oh, here it is. It says moving to Dodger Stadium. I think they did it at the Santa Monica Pier one year.
Oh, God.
Let's see. Camp Flognaw, summer tents at the home of Dodger Stadium. Where was it before? It was somewhere else. I remember, and they bumped it up to the bigger, bigger location.
Yeah, I'm not.
Because it was doing that well.
Which is weird. And they haven't announced the lineup.
No. But you don't need to. That's how the Weenie Roast used to be. Remember when they would put tickets on sale and people knew it's K-Rock, it's going to be a good lineup. By the way, the lineup for Weenie Roast is not that great. And you know what I ended up getting? Tickets to the Alt 987.
They're doing one called
Summer Camp.
You traitor.
My daughter really wants to see of Monsters and Men, and they are the headliners of their concert. Wow. And by the way,
do they have a better lineup than K-Rock?
In my opinion. So here, I'll tell you what the two are, and you can tell me what you think. So
I won't know K-Rock's, any of these bands.
You will. You'll know some of them. Okay, so let's see. K-Rock's lineup, I have to pull it up right here, is The Lumineers.
Okay, I know who that is.
You know that.
Yeah, not exciting.
311.
Not exciting.
Silver Sun Pickups.
Don't know who that is.
Snoop Dogg.
I love Snoop Dogg.
The Revivalist, you don't know who they are. Catfish and the Bottlemen, you don't know who they are. Ex-Ambassadors, you know, but you might not know you know them. They're the ones with that Jeep commercial song.
I don't know them.
The Renegade song. Flora Cash, you don't know. No. Smith and Thell, you don't know. The Regrets, you don't know. And then Limp Bizkit. Okay, that's their lineup.
I just heard – I was flipping channels and I heard them trying to talk Fred Durst into coming. And that shit just got – that was this week, so –
yeah, that just got added. So here's the Alt 987 one. Of Monsters and Men,
I've heard
Walk
of them.
The Moon.
Don't know them.
You've heard of Walk the Moon. You'd know that song if you heard it. The Head and the Heart, you probably don't know. Phantogram, you probably don't know. Cold War Kids.
I know that.
You probably
I've heard
know
of that.
If you heard the song.
I know. I'm familiar with the name.
Group Love, you might not know the name of the band, but they had an iTunes commercial that played all the time, so you knew them. Lovely the Band has that one song they play all the time. The Interrupters, who are the current ska band of the day. K-Flay, Shade, Half Alive, and Oliver Tree. You don't know those. But it's still a better lineup that my daughter wanted to go to over K-Rock.
Which is, like, we talk about kids don't give a shit about radio, but when they see a show they like, they're like, oh, I want to go see that.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll be in radio to go see
Trust
a show.
Trust me, my daughter didn't know about it. I told her and said, and then she wanted to go. She didn't hear about it. And K-Rock's is at Doheny State Beach.
Yeah, which is lame. They did something there when my wife worked there, and I went, and it was pretty lame.
And it's hard to get to. The Alt 987 one's at that new space next to the Queen Mary. So at least it's easy to get to, and I know there's parking.
More convenient.
So,
wow. Yeah. Do you know, I asked my wife, I go, hey, what's going on at Lobster Fest? He's not – up.
No, like, well, that's under construction down
there. Yeah, so he's on hold. He's not gone, but he's not – I don't think he's having it.
They're doing like hundreds of million-dollar renovation. I've seen the drawings, but I think it's going to take 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, and he's in limbo in the meantime because remember, somebody's doing that fake Lobster Fest down there by the Queen Mary, so he can't just move.
Right. What is that called? The San Pedro
– Portsacall.
Portsacall, that's it. Yeah, and remember there's already one in Long Beach that was his competitor.
Yeah, that was trying to steal his thunder.
So let's see. Demolition resumes on what's left of Portsacall. I don't know when. So it looks like the construction started in November of 2018.
God.
I don't know what the estimated finish date is, but I think it was like years. You know, it was like 2 or 3 years that it was going to take to –
that could bankrupt him. You know what I mean? That's one of those things you may not come back from.
Okay, wait. Construction is expected to begin sometime in 2019 with an opening date slated for 2020 or early 2021. So, let's say you know that it's going to be the later date. It's not coming back till 2021. That's a big hit to be down for 4 years.
Yeah, especially when you're a once a year event.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't do multiples around the country. He does that one event at that place.
Yep.
God.
And you know what, though? There's a festival somewhere near there called Gnarly Town.
Let's see. Gnarly Town.
It's you might know some of the bands on that one. That's got Rancid and it's got Extreme Sports too, but it's got Pennywise, Rancid.
I know Pennywise.
Action Bronson, you know that rapper?
I've heard of him.
He's on it, and then they have, this is why my son kind of wanted to go, they have the Nitro Circus guys.
Oh, that's cool. It's sad that me and Bing have the same taste.
Yes. But it's, okay, so that one's Saturday, June 22nd. It's at the L.A. Waterfront, Berth 45 San Pedro. So I don't know where that is, but that's somewhere in San Pedro that they're doing that.
Wow. Yeah, it seems like, he could have figured something out. Maybe he's planning on figuring something out for next year. He maybe just didn't get it done this year or something.
Yeah, you'd think there'd be some adjacent city you could find a park or something to do it in, right?
Yeah, there's a park right down the road from where they are. You would think they could figure it out.
Wherever this is. I don't know what the L.A. Waterfront Berth 46 in San Pedro is, but apparently they can hold a big concert there.
Yeah, especially the same city. That'd be really right. Good. Oh, God. I'm going to go shoot people. I'm going to go out with a bang, Jack.
You got road rage now that you're a long-ass commuter.
Oh, God. Speaking of that, I saw something and I thought about intervening, but then I had to step back and no, I better stay out of this because I don't know the situation. Tell me what you think. Okay. I am in my car and there is a part every single day where you're going like 70, and then right before you get to the 110, all lanes start slamming on the brakes, and then you go like 5 to 10 miles an hour until you get past the 110, and then you fly. So, right. And then all the way there, everybody knows that stop is coming, and everybody's cutting off and getting in front. It's fucking asshole fiesta all day right there. Right. So I'm now in the part where I'm going 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour. And I see in my rearview mirror, I hear the tires squealing first. And I hear, and I see two cars like cutting through, driving completely sideways, going down into the shoulder, cutting. And I'm like,
okay,
what the fuck is going on? And so the one passes me and it's a girl. And she's driving a little fucking, Ford Eco something. And the front end is all smashed in. And then she's bolting down the shoulder. And then the car chasing her is like an M5, not an M5, but a X5 BMW. And it's got a dude. And then he goes flying by me. And then I look and I see his back bumper is all smashed in.
She rear-ended him and took off.
Okay, and that's what I thought. Oh, that girl fucking rammed that car and it's a hit and run. But the way he was driving, the insanity that it was, I started thinking maybe he's a road rager. And, he pulled in front of her and slammed on his brakes and she hit him and she was afraid to get out of the car because the guy's fucking nuts. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I didn't know which way to slice it. And they were both driving insane. Like, this girl was definitely trying to get away, but this dude was like a man possessed chasing her. And he almost hit that I saw. He was worse than her at the violent driving, chasing her.
Right.
That he almost hit like three or four cars in that, when we were going slow, but he would just fucking cut across and drive sideways and go up and then around cars, go in the shit places you weren't supposed to drive. The freeway splits there. He'd go into the other split and then come back across the median. It was fucking nuts. He was trying to catch her so bad.
That is crazy. Yeah, I don't know. Unless you saw it how it went down, right?
I didn't see how it went down. And to me, he at any point could have got her license plate number. That was easy. Right. Like if she hit me and ran and I got her license plate number, I got her. There's no need to chase her. I just got to call and say, hey, a black fucking Chevy or whatever. Here's the license number. The police will now handle it. So it made me
go look at her car and see it crashed and know.
It made me think he was the fucking aggressive, crazy one in this one. I didn't know what to do, so I just sat back. Because I was in the lane where I could have leaned over and blocked her in.
Right.
At one point, because they kept, I would pass them because they were driving so fucking weird. And I thought, I can just lean in and stop this girl. But then I'm like, wait a minute, if that guy's some crazy fucking stalker and he's going to hurt her, I'm not getting anywhere near this.
Right, right.
So I just.
Hey, speaking of car accidents, did you see Tracy Morgan? So he bought a $2 million Bugatti.
Oh, God.
He's driving it home and he gets in an accident. Now, the woman clipped the front quarter panel. You know, oh, I don't know.
Jesus.
In a normal car, not super bad damage. I don't know what it cost on a Bugatti.
A brand new Bugatti.
But then he was banging on the window, calling her a bitch, saying, get out of the car. He was pissed that she just hit his brand new Bugatti. And then she was like, I was terrified. I mean, they were both playing it up.
Yeah.
But it ends up the NYPD said she was at fault. But the guy had a Bugatti for all of like 20 minutes.
Drives a Bugatti in New York City, home of the worst fucking drivers in the world? That's like a city of all Uber drivers. Imagine how bad that would be.
Who drives in New York anyway? If you're rich, get a car service, you know, or why would you have a Bugatti? I'm with you. You don't have a Bugatti in New York. Bugatti is when you live in Malibu and you drive PCH at 150 miles per hour.
Or you got to live. That's an LA car for sure. For sure. You live out here and you've got places to go and you can wait until the traffic's down, go cruising, hit some high speeds. That's not a New York car with the fucking potholes and the bad weather.
But don't forget, Tracy has Walmart money.
That's right. He got paid.
Yeah, he got paid crazy amount of money so he can afford Bugattis.
Oh, my God. I love him. That guy was so awesome.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
God, that sucks. What bad luck he has.
Right? Like that guy, I would not drive anywhere. I would just, I mean, he was a passenger in the Walmart thing. Like, he can't catch a break.
He needs to hang out with Apple.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Mass transit only. Take trains.
Fucking derail a train. That'll be next. Oh, my God. All right. I say we wrap it up, Jack, because I got to remember to post this show before the week is over.
All right.
I got to get a jump start on that. Get my clothes out. Take all my 5 gazillion medication. I have more medications now.
Oh,
that's fun. So anyway, that is the deal. Hopefully next week I'll still be alive and we will do another pod. So till then, peace out.
Check off.
Goodbye. Yeah,